All right, this is uncomfortable. This happened last Saturday at the end of the tee box in the beginning of Ben and Skin.
I can't believe you're playing this. I haven't heard this, by the way.
Well, I was alerted. Several P1s emailed about it, and several people around the office have been talking about it.
Skin asked for it to be played.
Now, this is the story. I don't know if you guys know the story, because basically weekend programming is just that. It's
on the weekends for a reason, buddy.
And all of us who suck at radio, we end up getting a job on the weekends. So two of our weekend shows are now warring, is from what I've been told.
And that's
the
who?
Tee box is now refusing to mix with the rant.
Well, they stop a minefield when they go into a crosstalk with you guys.
Right. But that's the way it's always been.
Right.
And Rick Arnett even called me earlier this week and said he's trying to broker some sort of peace now because these two shows have, I guess, have been warring for 3 weeks now, although I was unaware of it for a long time. But and he says that well, I noticed that, you know, when you mix with us, you just try to, you know, throw a monkey wrench into it, and you don't treat us the same as you do it, you know, during the weekdays. It's like you big time us. And I was like, have you never listened to a Norm mix? this is what I always do during crosstalk.
Well,
and so so Craig Rosengarten now refuses to even speak to me. He's the guy, I guess, who pays for the tee box, and so he won't speak to me, and so we're warring. So then they got Ben and Skin in last weekend of every month. The rant takes off. Ben and Skin fill in. So they're thinking they're going to have, finally, okay, we'll crosstalk today because we don't have those ridiculous Corby and Gordon guys.
All right, and they were talking about, and this is something we've talked about before when talking about golf, that people never fix their ball marks on the green.
Right.
You know, they don't replace the damage they do, so they were talking about that. And Ben and Skin couldn't handle that and were very immature. But listen to how bitter Rick gets.
And speaking of better places to broadcast from, we go out to Bob Thomas Ford, where Ben and Skin are holding court from 10 to noon.
Hello, golfers.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, broadcasters.
Hey.
What's up with you guys?
Just listening to you guys talk about ball marks. Hey,
And?
Hey. Did you guys see the Ryder Cup?
Yeah.
How'd it work out?
You guys are on today. This might be your best mix ever.
Thank you. Dude, we're guests on your show. You've got to provide some gold here.
Not really.
Oh.
No. We can leave early.
All right.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
For what? For mix talk?
All right.
What's going on with you guys?
It is 9:56 on the ticket. Ben and Skin are up next at Bob Thomas Ford.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
At number five, that's the Musers, determining who yanked the break the hardest, as they do every Friday morning at 7:50.